Mind is brought to you in association with the Institut International de l'ANSI. Work and succeed together with IIL.
Hello and welcome to Kids in Mind. I'm Dr. Rebecca Weber, child psychologist in Geneva. This month I'm speaking with Marie-Gaëlle Miche, who is the head of English Secondary at the Institut International de l'ANSI. Marie will be speaking with us this month about children and sports. For more information, please visit IIL.ch and worldradio.ch/kidsinmind. Marie, for students who are practicing sports at a high level, how can they uphold their academics?
It is key that the school accompanies students who are practicing high-level sports to ensure that they continue to follow a quality education. At the Institut International de l'ANSI, we're committed to accompanying and supporting young talent. For example, we put in place accommodations to help the students follow the classes and still have some flexibility to go and have their training in the afternoon. And we are flexible. For example, they can attend as well online learning if they have to be away for competitions. Their timetable is tailor-made to fit their activities and trainings, because we know if they practice sports at the very high level, they have a lot of trainings in the afternoon. So a few examples are, for example, students who practice swimming or rugby, hockey. We also have water polo or netball. And especially something very interesting to mention is that this year we have been accredited as an athlete-friendly education center. So in collaboration with the World Academy of Sports. And this gives us a lot of benefits, such as, for example, do an IB diploma over 3 years instead of two.
Very interesting. So the students don't have to, you know, choose between one and the other, academics or elite sports. But could you just get, you know, to give us an idea of the everyday life of student elite athletes, what kind of commitments are we talking about for them?
Yes, of course, they have to practice quite a lot during the week in order for us to accommodate their timetable or to give them some free time during the week. So in primary, we're talking about, for example, about 6 hours of practice per week. In secondary, in lower secondary, about 8 hours per week. And in upper secondary, they would have to practice sports at least 10 hours per week.
And beyond sport, are there other disciplines which are considered eligible for these kinds of accommodations?
Yes, of course. We also have students highly advanced in the arts and music. So, and they are equally eligible for accommodations. We do have a child who practices chess, for example, or classical ballet as well.
Very interesting. Thank you so much. If you would like to hear that show again or more from our series, please visit worldradio.ch/kidsinmind.
Kids in Mind is brought to you in association with IIL. Work and succeed together with the Institut International de l'ANSI. Find out more on IIL.ch.